Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via your cell phone, and those who are listening via internet, landline, however you're listening to the show, thanks guys for tuning in to this special Sunday edition of the Frank Williams Show. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or you have an opinion about today's show, or even if you just want to call in and say hello, hey, I don't mind. Just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Again, that number is 516-531-9483. Now, if you are listening live on the online at Blog Talk Radio, again, I know you guys are out there, so thank you for tuning in. If you should see an icon right there to the left, if you're facing your screen, to the left of your screen, that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show live each day, okay? Each day that I have a show, you'll be notified that there's a show coming, and you can listen and don't miss any episodes. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Now, you can also, if you have any type of real estate needs, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, or you know somebody who's buying, or know somebody who's looking to buy, know someone who's looking to sell their house, I know this time seems crazy. It seems crazy, but actually, that's how I'm keeping my sanity. You guys know I'm a real estate agent, and Frank Williams Realty is my company. And so at this time, you know, the governor said that our profession was essential, okay, simply because there are people out there that had their houses up for sale, trying to sell them when we went into all this coronavirus stuff. Okay. People had their houses up for sale, trying to sell them, trying to move somewhere else, trying to better their lives, trying to further their lives. Or either they're going through a divorce, trying to get rid of this house so they can split the difference. Whatever it is, there are people out there whose needs to make this happen, right? There's for a reason that they put their house on the market, right? And then you got all these people here that are also needing to buy. You know, they may have already sold their place. They may be coming to Atlanta. They need somewhere to stay. You know, it's just everything on both sides of the equation. Okay, on both sides of the equation, that's where things are. So if you have anyone who looking to sell, looking to buy, let me know anytime. That's Frank Williams Realty. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, and or you can contact me through the show on Blog Talk Radio, or if you know my phone number or whatever, go ahead and give me a call, and I can get you guys going. All right. So, let's see. I want to go ahead and jump into the show. Just, you know, got a lot on my mind today. There was, you know, when I woke up this morning, it was storming outside, thundering and everything, and it was rain was coming down. And I'm just thinking, you know, man, when is the stay-at-home piece going to stop, right? When is it going to stop? When are we going to be able to go back to work? All right. When is that going to be? We're able to go back to work, start to live our lives again. We don't know, right? They don't know, right? No one knows when we'll be able to go back to work. No one knows when we'll be able to get back to our lives again. Get back to our lives again. Get back to our busy schedules, right? Because, you know, sitting at home every day, you start to get lethargic, right? Now, all of a sudden, you know, maybe some of you guys have to go back to work tomorrow. Now, all of a sudden, wow, man, I got to go back to work. I want to get up in the morning, yada, yada, okay? I know the whole deal, Okay. But now, today, what I wanted to talk about is how we're getting screwed, how taxpayers are getting screwed while the big corporations continue to live large. Now, why did that happen? Why does that happen every time we have some type of crash in the economy or whatever? When the housing market fell, okay, when the housing market fell, the taxpayers had to step in and bail out the banks, okay? And bail out the banks. But, and this is an adult show, but the banks didn't give a shit. Thriving. Some of these big banks are making, billions of dollars in profits every quarter of the year. That means that every 3 months out of the year, okay, every 3 months out of the year, they're showing profits of billions of dollars. And it's been like that for a long time, for some years now, ever since Obama, and we had to step in and bail them out. They've been making profits now. I'm talking about profits of billions of dollars. Not I made a billion, now I got to spend, $700 million of that to keep my business going, and all I'm profiting is $300. All I'm profiting is $300 million. Well, $1 billion a quarter, multi-billion dollars a quarter in profits. I mean, that's what they're putting in the bank. That's what they're putting to the side. Okay? After a few years, man, you ought to have $100 billion sitting to the side. Right? So why would a big corporation need our taxpayers' money to keep going when they got billions with a B sitting to the side that they've made in profits? Now, that they've made in profits, why do they have that money sitting to the side? Why can't they live for a few months like we are, off of little or nothing? Why they can't skin down to the bone, which I guess that's what they're doing, laying people off. But if you got billions in the bank, you should be able to still pay your employees. Right? You shouldn't need someone to loan you money when you've been making billions in profits every quarter. You shouldn't need anybody to loan you money. And I saw something, and it could be fake, but I saw something this morning that said Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Folks have been applying for this personal paycheck protection plan loan or whatever they call it, PPP loan. Okay, small business has been applying for those loans. Small businesses need those loans. But then I hear a big outfit like Ruth Chris Steakhouse got $50 million for their business from the PPP loan. $50 million. $50 million, guys. And then you got other people sitting out here, small businesses that are a lot smaller than Ruth Chris, that have gotten nothing. And now all of a sudden they're saying that they're out of money for the PPP loans. Then you gotta wait till the government funds it again. Okay, to get your money. And you're a small business. Now you have to wait for your money. You have to wait for your money to keep your business going. But in the meantime, you may fold because you're a small company. You don't have the billions sitting in the bank. Right? And then as far as the other folks go, the everyday job goers, the people who are paying taxes, the people who this the government is taking the money from and giving it to these corporations. Oh my goodness. Come on, man. We pay taxes. We pay taxes every paycheck. We pay taxes every paycheck to have that money sit there. And then when something like this comes along, man, all y'all can get is $1,200 a piece. I'll give y'all $1,200. Man, $1,200 won't even pay a lot of folks' mortgage. Okay, and you gave me $1,200 this month. What about next month? Okay, what about the month after that if I'm not working? $1,200, you know, if I got to pay my mortgage, $1,200 is not going to be enough. I got to buy food. I got to pay for lights. I got to pay for gas. I got to pay for electricity. Okay. And then I gotta go get food, so I need a little bit of gas money. So that's the way that things happen when you think about it. You start to, we as taxpayers, we're getting screwed on that side of the ball. Delta asked for $50 billion from the government. Delta Airlines asked for $50 billion from the government. Okay. How can we afford to pay Delta $1 billion? And you got the everyday taxpayers out here. I saw the news the other day. They got everyday taxpayers out here lined up at these food places trying to get food just to feed their families. Trying to get food to feed their families. And you're giving big businesses $50 billion? You're giving big businesses $50 million? So you're giving away our money, you're giving away the taxpayers' money to people who probably don't even pay much in taxes every year. But you're giving them the taxpayers' money, and you got the taxpayers, you're just eking out a little bit of money for them every now and then. Eking out a little bit of money from them every now and then. I feel like $2,500 a month should have been what was going to everybody. Everybody that got $1,200 should have got $2,500. You should have gotten a check for $2,500. Everyone should have. Everyone should have gotten a check for $2,500. And that should be coming again next month. If you have to shut down the country, if you have to shut down the states in order to keep this pandemic, they call it, from spreading, you got to help people live. The government should have mandated all these mortgage companies and banks. Y'all got to shut down too. What I mean by banks and mortgage companies shutting down is that y'all shut down and let these folks not pay their mortgage for 3 months, not pay their credit cards for 3 months. You can continue to get the interest, continue to accrue interest every month. But man, let these folks slide on this mortgage for 3 months, not furlough it. And furloughing, it means that, okay, you don't have to pay it for 3 months. But at the end of those 3 months, I want my money. Okay, now how is that helping me? If I hadn't been working, if I got laid off, I don't have income coming in except for the measly $1,200 you sent me last month. And my mortgage payment is close to that. So that's going to get eaten up by my mortgage payment. Okay, so if I don't have any money, then in 3 months when I do get a job and I go back to work, Now you're gonna talk about putting me out of my house because now I owe you 4 months of rent instead of just this month's rent. How is that helping anybody who has a mortgage? And I mean, if I got 19 years and 6 months left on my mortgage, what's the difference in 19 years and 9 months left on my mortgage? Add it to the back end, add it to the backside of my mortgage, man. And give me some breathing room right here, which is what I need. Okay? It's not you guys' fault that this pandemic is here and we can't go to work. Some people getting laid off. Okay? People having to file unemployment for that reason. Unprecedented times. Never had this many people filing for unemployment. Never had this many people filing for unemployment. And you got the worst people in government right now at this moment. You got the worst people in government. And I'm not going to call names, but we got the most incompetent and ignorant people in the White House right now. And, you know, we feel like they're ignorant and incompetent because, you know why? They don't have any compassion for the people that pay their salaries every month. And they're huge salaries. They can deal with not having to pay their mortgage continuing to pay their mortgage every month. Cause they still getting paid. They having no problems with finances. Cause they're still getting paid. But when us, the taxpayers, we're not getting paid. And all the money that we put in there in our taxes every 2 weeks, every paycheck. Think about that, guys. Think about that. As many people as you have working in the United States, getting paid every week, every 2 weeks, however you're getting paid. And then you look at your pay stub and you see how much money you're paying in taxes, in federal taxes. Okay? Then, hey, You look at how much money you're paying in federal taxes every year and imagine that being multiplied by, say, 250 million people. That's a lot of money going into the coffers all the time. And I know it's money, got to go out here and got to go out there, got to go out there, yada, yada. But if it wasn't for the taxpayers' money, where would government be? Where would these big businesses be? They'd be up the creek without a paddle, just like the taxpayers are right now. People having to sit in line for hours trying to get food to feed their families. In America. And we weren't ready for it. Got a caller from the 678 area code, first three digits of 698. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Hey, who's this and where are you calling from?
Frank, this is Smokey from Jonesboro.
Smokey from Jonesboro. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man. All this mess is what's going on. Bunch of mess,
brother. What's on your mind, yeah, Smoke?
Man. Well, the thing what has happened is it always have been like this, but it's that it's worse right now is that, like you were saying, we taxpayers, we paying them to run this country. But, man, this is pretty much like this is a dictatorship because they get up there and they doing what they want now. When we voting them in the office, we paying their salary to do the things that will be best for us. They get up there and do what's best for them in the way they want to do it. It's like being in Russia, you know, except we don't have the KBG and stuff, you know, the police force that just dogging us out. But they dogging us out in every other way. You know, they make the decision on what they're doing. We as people are not coming together in droves and saying, no, nah, this ain't the way it's going to be. This ain't the way we want it. But we let them get away with it because we not getting together and speaking up against them so that things will change. We just let them dictate to us and run it any way they want to, and they running us into the ground.
That's right. That's right. And I tell people all the time, you know, a lot of these young kids don't vote or whatever. They say, my vote ain't going to count anyway. Well, you know, that may be true in the presidential election.
Yep.
But you think about your community and the people right here in your community who running for Congress and senators and all this stuff. That's who we gotta screw with right there. That's who we gotta take down right there. The people right here in your community that's running for office, congressmen. I don't care what they're running for. I don't care if they're running for the 6th district of Upson County. I don't care what they're running for. If they are in your community, you better find out what they're about. You better find out if they've been working for you all these years they've been in office. You better find out what they stand for before you vote for them.
And that's the problem. A lot of times we don't look at their history and what they have done in the past to give you an idea of what they may do for us in the future. And then some people just want to vote black because it's black. But Clarence Thomas should have all taught us a lesson. You just don't vote black because it's black, because that may be just as prejudiced as the most racist white man, you know. And like I don't know how true it is, but I read that Vernon Jones talking about he's been a Democrat all his life, and now he's going to back Trump in his reelection.
Yeah. That means that if you voted for Vernon Jones and you're not a Trump supporter, you're not a Republican, Vernon Jones need his ass out the door.
Big time. He's a state representative now. And I put on the Facebook, like, y'all make sure y'all don't vote his ass back in. We don't need that.
Right. And see, my thing is, tell me something else, Smoke. If you change jobs, if you go to another job or you're trying to get another job, what's the first thing they gonna ask you for?
Say that again.
If you change jobs tomorrow and they call you in for an interview on this new job, what's the first thing they gonna ask you for?
Your resume.
They're going to ask you
what
for
you have done in the past.
They're going to ask you for your resume. That's
for,
right.
For your
so,
work history.
So when these guys start to come back and want to get their seat back in the Congress or the Senate or whatever, then they should have to show us their resume. They should have to show us how they've been voting all through their career. That information is out there.
Yep.
And they should be able to, they should have to put their resume out there, how they've been voting on stuff all their career. We'll make
sure that's where it
is.
But see, that's where it come down to. It's a matter of public record. So we have to get out of our behinds, excuse me, and pull up their records and see what they was doing, you know, the way they voted for things and everything, so that we would know. And like you said, it's a good point about the presidential, and we have to get people in office, the ones who control the Electoral College votes, and we have to put the people we need to be in the office, because that's who's going to decide the presidency.
That's right. That's right. And see, even then, that senator in your state is supposed to look at how his folks in his state voted for the presidency, and he's supposed to cast his vote according to that. But they don't.
Yep. That don't always happen.
That don't always happen, bro.
And then that's when we need to be like, okay, you not getting back in office on the next turn, then. We got to get somebody else in there.
Yeah, because you ain't doing what we put you in there to do.
Nope. A lot of the power is in our hands. We just not using our hands. We just going along with the status quo and like, oh, well, you know, that's how it is or whatever. And it's going to keep being the way it is until we as a people stand up, you know.
Somebody got to do some homework. Somebody got to start doing research. I know, everybody don't like to read. But we gotta start reading. We gotta get some information on these senators and these governors and these congressmen and all this stuff. We gotta get some information on these guys, and I don't know how to get it out there, but somehow it need to be put in the hands of the people. We need to find out what these fools doing, man.
We do. And which one is I get them confused sometimes. It's the Congress or the Senate has a lifetime appointment in that office. Is it the congressman?
Nah.
Once you vote in,
and it's not the senators either, because senators senators can get out of office.
Get them
too.
Out.
But them judges, Supreme Court judges, once they get in there, that's it.
That's it.
They in there for life.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that needs to change, man. Man, you can get a bunch of racists up in there, and they'll be tearing our butts up.
Well, that's how it's always been, man. That's how it's always been. And now, it's so bad, because now, forgive me when I say it, I'm not no racist type person, but now white folks aren't the way white folk used to be. They aren't all up here now where black folks were down here. So now the other race that don't have the means and all that some of the other ones do, that most of them do, now they feeling the pinch of what we've been feeling all the whole time.
Yep.
And they dump these numbers out there talking about more black folks dying from coronavirus than white folks. Y'all get out of here with that crap. Get out of here with that crap. It's so many white folks in America. Ain't no way, just by the sheer numbers, that it could be more black folk dying from coronavirus than white folks. Ain't no way.
Yep. That's just a concentrated area. You may have more black within it than in the black
community.
They'll put it that way. But they throw any kind of numbers they want to throw at you to have you your mindset in a certain way or whatever.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
That's right.
Just like over there on Cascade, where 80% of the residency has the coronavirus, and all the people were dying. And if you notice, they got the National Guard everywhere else. Why they ain't send them over there?
Why they ain't send them over there?
And see, I just don't blame the governor. I blame the mayor as well, because this is Atlanta. You should be doing something. Folks,
right.
You had to go out there and protest. You should be making up some noise, the way the black community is not getting the support they need. You're going to send them out in Bartow and all them counties where it's majority white people.
Yeah.
And you're trying to look out for them. And we up here just dropping off like flies.
Dropping off like flies. When you should have, you know, if you want to get reelected as mayor, you should have been out there at that assisted living home telling them to shut this place down and let's get it cleaned up before we have any more folks that go in the ground.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You know,
it's
imagine, man, because one of the guys that graduated from Douglas, his mom was out there at that damn assisted living place. She died from out there at that assisted living place, man.
Yep.
And you know, don't nobody know what's going on. Nobody know what's going on, man. And now you wanna open up the now you wanna open the country back up to get the economy going again. Man, come on, man.
Oh yeah. And he pitched you that lie about folks are ready to go back to work. Yeah, we are. But we are ready for this stuff to get a handle on it before we go back to work. We just don't want to go
right.
back to work. We want this shit
right.
to be straight first. Then go
right.
back to work.
I want to go back to rate work feeling like I did before I left work. Like everything all right. It ain't got no problem with my something bothering my health.
Yeah.
Life and death, man. Life and death, man. It's mind blowing, Smoke. Mind blowing.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Appreciate you. Hey, appreciate you calling the show, brother. Keep listening, man. Stay with me, all right?
Oh, you know it.
Yes, sir. So, guys, just like Smokey was saying, you know, we got a big problem. And the problem, not just this coronavirus, is more than that. You know, we got to slap some folks around. We got to get some folks out of these offices, man. We got to get them out of these offices. That dude, this congressman, I wasn't going to call names, but this congressman, David Scott, that had, you know, I used to live in Douglas County. David Scott that had that county locked down, or that district locked down for years. Years. I get a call every year around, you know, every time around election time. And then I get a call again from him when he's doing some kind of job fair. But, you know, that's it. And then David Scott, he been calling because it's time for the re-election or whatever. And as soon as I heard his voice, hello, this is David Scott. I'm right. Man, hang up. Hang up. Because you ain't doing nothing. Sitting around sucking wind. And it's mind-blowing, man. It's mind-blowing what we're up against right now. And you know, taxpayers, people out there, you and me, we out there hustling every month, every week, every day, whatever you want to call it, to make money, to pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to make money. We're trying to pay taxes. We're trying to make money so we can keep our expenses paid. But we're sending money to the government to keep their expenses paid. But it starts with us, guys. We should be the first one they think about when something like this happens. Man, we got to protect our taxpayers. If I'm getting paid by you, when something happens that threatens you of you getting your money, I'm gonna wanna protect you because you paying me. But y'all not protecting the people. Y'all protecting y'all. Start protecting the people. Start protecting the people who put you in office. Start protecting the people who pay your salary. Man, that goes both ways. If you protect me, I'm going to protect you. And I'm going to protect you by voting for you and putting you back in office because I know you got my back. That's the way it should be. That's why you married your wife. Those of you who are out there married, that's why you married your wife. Because you know your wife got your back. No matter what happened, well, I hope she does, right? Because there's some out there that don't know. But, you know, that's why you have your wife. Because she protecting your back. If you got into financial trouble or whatever, any kind of trouble, I hope you're going to go to her and sit down and say, hey, you know, this is that is going on. You know what's going on. She'd be like, well, babe, I'm working. I'm working every day. I'm still making money. I got your back. And that's what you have to have. And because of that, she keep you around. You keep her around. Right? But you don't have to keep her around. You can get a divorce. You know, I ain't telling you guys to go out there and get a divorce. But I'm saying you can get a divorce. You can get away from that girl, that woman, that lady. Now she'll be a ex-wife. Why can't we have these guys go and be ex-senators, ex-congressmen? Hey, you that ex-congressman from Georgia. You that ex-senator from Georgia. That's what we need to do. That's what needs to happen. Put people in office who gonna have our backs. Again, everybody got the $1,200 in stimulus money? Everybody got their $1,200? That should have been $2,500 each this month. Next month should be $2,500 each taxpayer each month. If you stop giving these big companies $50 million, $100 million, $80 million, if you stop giving these big companies their billions of dollars, you could afford to give these taxpayers some of their money back and let them keep rolling. Man, y'all don't hear me? But I'm going to tell you, that popped in, that crowd meeting this morning. That's why I wanted to call you guys and give you guys a shake. Come on, man. Let's continue to think. Let's continue to figure out what we can do to be right. Because from this day forward, it's not going to be the same. In America, it's going to be years before things turn around. And you know what? Every day not promised to me, every day not promised to you. You know, we might not be here 20 years from now. We might not be here 15 years from now when everything starts to get back right. Believe me, guys, things are never going to be the same. They're not going to be the same. But if you want something different with your life, you got to do something different with your life. Hey, guys, this is Frank over, and I'm out. I'll talk to you guys next week. Y'all have a great rainy Sunday. Have a great Monday. And if you don't have to work, guys, take care of your families. Take care of everybody, guys. Take care of your families. Take care of yourself. Just hang in there, guys. Hang in there. This Frank, I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your foot and make the world cry. Like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Trap. Designer. Gold. Gold. Fast. Show. Show. Trap. House. House. Made it. Gold. Control the bag now. Control. No need.
the soda. Diamonds off the road. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen curry chicken color stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly, why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming out.
Come on.
Finger roll, hoes move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like you got static. It must be the patty. Like a blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist, just like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist, just like a stir fry.